Welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Today is Thursday, July 30th. And first thing on the show today, we're going to talk about a contemporary rock musical about a family coping with crisis and mental illness. It's called Next to Normal.
Who's crazy? The husband or wife? Who's crazy to live their whole life believing that somehow things aren't as bizarre as they are?
What you're hearing right now is from the Broadway version. When Next to Normal was performed on Broadway, it won 3 Tony Awards. It also won the 2010 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. The musical is about the Goodman family, a seemingly typical suburban family, but the mother, Diana, has bipolar disorder. And the plot of this musical, in short, is about Diana trying to find relief from mental illness. The story shows how she struggles with finding treatment that actually works, how her illness affects her relationship with her daughter and her husband, how she can barely function at times. She tries various treatments, but they don't work very well.
Goodman Diana, bipolar depressive with delusional episodes. 16-year history of medication. Adjustment after 1 week.
I've got less anxiety, but I have headaches, blurry vision, and I can't feel my toes.
So, try again, and eventually we'll get it right.
Not a very exact science, is it?
So often Paxil, Epismar, and Xanax. Difficult, clonopin, Ambien, Prozac. Ativan calms me when I see the pills. These are a few of my favorite pills.
Again, that's from the Broadway version. However, soon you'll be able to see it right here in Chattanooga. Local theater company Closed Door Entertainment is going to perform their version at the Memorial Auditorium the weekend of July 31st. Today, I'm speaking with Terry Sanford, the musical director, and Christopher Cooper, who's in this production playing Henry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why do you think that this works as a rock musical? I mean, it's one of those things that I think if you were to pitch it to a lot of producers, they would just be like, that is never going to work. That's a terrible idea. But it won a Pulitzer. It really is good.
It really and truly is. And, I don't know why it works so well as a rock musical. It's not far out extreme rock. It's really, I wouldn't call the music so much rock as modern pop based kind of aspect. And that, I think, helps it transcend over and approach a wider audience than it would if it were a show in the tradition of like School of Rock or something of that nature that's much more heavily rock oriented.
When you read reviews of it online, reviews from the audience, people who actually saw it on Broadway, a lot of the people in the reviews said, I was literally crying when I saw this musical. But it's not like it's a totally depressing musical. It's more like life. It has some really, really just moments that'll hit you in the gut, then some moments that are really funny and fun too.
Absolutely. One of my favorite moments in the show is in the number where Chris, playing Henry, does meet Natalie, the daughter, as she's sitting there practicing her audition piece that she's going to play when she goes to college and talking about Mozart being crazy.
I meet her playing piano at school. She's using the practice room and my character is also a musician, so I guess I'm kind of like, hey.
And that's typical. There are lots of moments of humor and really cute, funny kind of moments to counterbalance the seriousness of the subject matter. I think it's well balanced all the way around in that aspect.
And you're partnering with the AIM Center, a local nonprofit that provides services and support for people with mental illness. What are you doing with the AIM Center?
They are actually going to have a table set up at the productions to give out literature and also to be available as a resource for people. We're actually thinking that some people are going to see themselves and find themselves in the show on stage, and they might realize their own need for some mental counseling or for some people that they know. And so the AIM Center will be there to kind of provide those needs. We do have an agreement with them that We use their name and their logo, and then they're there and able to present material in that nature. If the show makes a profit, then we will split a portion of the proceeds with them. That's just all depending on how well we have to meet our costs, and if we have anything over and above that, then we certainly are going to be contributing to the AIM Center. We believe in their mission and what they do.
Thank you both very much.
They say love is blind, but believe me, love is insane.
Goodman, Diana. 7 weeks.
I don't feel like myself. I mean, I don't feel anything.
Patient stable.
Closed Door Entertainment will perform Next to Normal starting July 31st and continuing through August 2nd. It was the winner of the 2010 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. It's about a suburban household coping with crisis and the unpredictability of a mother's worsening bipolar disorder. The New York Times calls it a feel-everything musical, not just a feel-good musical or one that makes you feel bad, but one that makes you feel a whole range of emotions, you know, kind of like real life. Tickets for all public performances are available for purchase through the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium box office or by visiting ChattanoogaOnStage.com. ChattanoogaOnStage.com. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.